The Ajit Pawar's Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, on Friday announced its second list of candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly elections 2024. Sana Malik, daughter of Nawab Malik, has been fielded from the Anushakti Nagar seat. Zeeshan Siddiq, who joined NCP earlier today, will be contesting for the Bandra East seat. Check the full list here. Zeeshan Siddiq, whose father and NCP leader Baba Siddiq was shot dead earlier this month, will contest from Bandra East, which he had won in 2019 on a Congress ticket. He also joined the NCP. The legislator on Thursday criticized the decision of the Shiv Sena, UBT, a partner of Congress in the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, MVA, to field Varun Sardesai in his constituency for the Maharashtra Assembly elections 2024, saying staying together was never in their nature. Zeeshan had been suspended from Congress for cross-voting in the recent Legislative Council elections. His father and Congress veteran Baba Siddiq had crossed over to the NCP, a constituent of the ruling Mahayuti coalition. Earlier this year, former BJP MP Pratap Chikhalikar, who lost the Lok Sabha polls from Nanded, has been nominated from Loha. BJP ex-MP Sanjay Kaka Patil, who unsuccessfully contested from Sangli in the general elections, has been given an NCP ticket. He also joined the party on Friday. Sanjay Kaka Patil will face off with NCP, SP, candidate Rohit Patil, son of late NCP leader R.R. Patil, in Tasgaon Kavathe Mahakal constituency in Sangli district. Nishikant Patil will take on NCP, SP, state president Jayant Patil in Islampur. NCP has given the ticket to Sunil Tingre from Wadgaon Sheri in Pune. It has picked Gyaneshwar Katke from Shirur. Until recently, Katke was the Pune district chief of the Uddhav Thackeray-led NCP, SP. Earlier, NCP had released its first list featuring 38 candidates. NCP, BJP and Eknath Shinde's Shiv Sena are the constituents of the ruling Mahayuti coalition in Maharashtra. The Maharashtra Assembly elections 2024 to the 288-member assembly will be held on November 20 and votes will be counted on November 23.